Hello. Welcome to this week's edition of the Africa Climate Conversations podcast. I'm your host, Sophie Mbogwa. Now, the African Dryland series has ended. So, from next week on Tuesday, we will start a new series highlighting environmental solutions in Africa. First, we will go to the border of Uganda and Democratic Republic of Congo, along Lake Edward, one of the smallest African Great Lakes shared by these two countries. We will find out how a new fish landing site, equipped with water and sanitary facilities, is changing fishes' lives, both economically, socially, and health-wise. Now, these fish has defecated for so long in the bush for years, sold fish straight from the lake without cleaning it, due to lack of clean water.
Before it was constructed, we had a very poor hygiene. The hygiene for fish was poor. The fish would land and just be loaded into the vehicles or on borders when they are not washed. So the sanitation was generally poor. There was no water at the landing site. But now, after the construction, there are some fish handling tanks. Water is there. They clean it. So generally, the community consumes a safe fish.
After that, travel to Niger in West Africa. In the second city of Zinder, we meet communities earning a living from harvesting, pounding, and selling wild fruits. These communities are allowing natural regeneration of the wild fruits on their farms, contributing to the greening of the Sahel while improving their livelihoods. What wild fruits are they?
We're creating activity around these trees. It encourages the rural population to grow more trees, to protect their trees, to stop wood cutting, and practice natural regeneration, assisted natural regeneration, or practice direct seeding, sowing trees from seeds. And there again, we give them technical support. We partner with our sister organization called Rewild Earth, who are experts in direct seeding and reforestation techniques. And so we transmit that knowledge to these communities so that they learn how to regrow the trees, reforest their areas, and have more food-producing native trees in the future.
After that, we will return to Nairobi and Cape Town in South Africa, looking into greening cities as the population grow and skyscrapers take up every available space. Why are these green spaces essential? How are they improving lives among youths in these cities? Now, this is not just it, but we are calling up on you implementing an environmental solution on the ground within Africa that you would like featured in this series. Please write to us using info@africaclimateconversations.com. Also, if you never had the chance to listen to our previous episodes, please feel free. It's accessible on our website, www.africaclimateconversations.com, or on Google, Apple, Spotify, and every other channel you access your podcast from. Remember, we are starting Environmental Solutions series from next week on Tuesday. We are going beyond climate innovations. We are going to issues of water, soils, greening the cities. So we are looking beyond a climate-specific solution. It has to be an environmental solution. It could be an issue of land. It could be an issue of water. It could be an issue of soil. It could be an issue of the oceans, food, but geared towards environmental protection. So please tell us more about your innovation, environmental solution innovation, through info@africaclimateconversations.com. But until next week on Tuesday, kwaheri. My name is Sophie Mbogwa.